Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
4 o'clock on the fan. Now, I have to tell you, because I've never been more impressed in my life, if you consume our show every single day, especially right at this time, 4 o'clock, you would remember that yesterday, right at this time, I made a big deal about the fact that Tiki Barber was in like a ski jacket and had a hat on, and that I was like, well, dude, what is it, like 5 degrees outside? And Tiki was explaining to all of us that he felt a sickness coming along, and he was going to battle through it, and then he was going to kick the sickness his ass. By the end of yesterday's show, I thought Tiki was going to drop dead. In fact, we were all predicting at the very end of the show, will Tiki be here tomorrow? To which I think Sean said no. Mm-hmm. Tommy said from home.
Oh, you of reversed. Little yeah. faith.
We had no faith.
And I said, I think he'll be here. Like, he's going to break the sickness at about 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, Tiki, when did you break the sickness? Because obviously you're here and you also sound really good.
So I've mastered, I don't know how, I've just mastered how to break my fevers. Because it wasn't really like a cold or it's just I had a fever, and it was bothering me early yesterday morning, and I was like, man, this is gonna be bad. I could feel it. Like, I was tired even though I slept for like 8 hours. And so I was just, this is going to be bad. So I bundled up and I was breaking my fever. That's why I had a hat on. That's why I had a sweat. I had 3 shirts on, by the way, and a sweatshirt and a bomber jacket.
Oh my God!
And the point was to make myself sweat till my fever breaks. And so on the way home, I'm like dying. And then all of a sudden, I took like an hour and 40 minutes to get home last night. About 7:15, I start sweating profusely, like dying. And I'm like, oh God, I got to take all this stuff off. Pulled over, took all the stuff off, stopped sweating. 15 minutes later, felt amazing.
That's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
I've never broken a sweat driving. I mean, I've broken a fever driving. Never.
Yeah. It usually happens in bed. You're right. But for whatever reason, it happened on my way home last night.
And you pulled it off because you got through yesterday's show. We told Tiki to leave early like 10 different times. Like, I'm going to fight through it. I'm a man. And then here we are the next day.
Between this era's football player and my era football player.
Damn right.
Right there.
And if there's ever a day where you could say, you know what, I'm calling in sick, it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, especially when you work late into the day. And Tiki, no, I'm getting through it. And now he's 100%. So great job by Tiki. And if anyone is ever trying to battle a sickness, learn from Tiki's advice. Hopefully you save this piece of audio, this two-minute discussion, and you could use it as an inspiration.
Not all of us look like Under Armour mannequins, to be fair. So that's
I mean, that's part of it. I eat very well. Yeah. I hydrate very well. And I'm in good shape.
I had like 8 White Castle burgers last week.
So you're saying you wouldn't be able to do it the way
I don't think so. Probably not.
It'd take a week.
Before we get back to your calls, I want to give you a new name in the Giants head coaching search. And I know Tiki has a name as well. The name I'm about to mention, I am not endorsing. I want to make that very, very clear. In fact, I would not hire this man, but it's a name that has not been talked a lot about, and I think it is very much on the table. He's available.
Go ahead.
The person I'm talking about is Sean McDermott, because the Buffalo Bills are having an underachieving season. They have kind of underachieved in the playoffs for a couple of years. And if the Bills, dare I say, miss the playoffs or get knocked out early, I would say it's on the table that the Bills fire him. I would not want him. Not because just of his coaching, but because right. I wouldn't want to root for a guy who basically told his players to act like they're the 9/11 terrorists.
Yeah,
but
that was bad.
He's one of those veteran coaches that, I mean, you probably think about a little bit only because he could be fired. I mean, he's probably one of those hot seat guys. And so if he's a hot seat guy and he could be fired, why wouldn't you think about him as a Giant replacement? So I don't want him. But if you do want him, I think your interest level would be to root against the Buffalo Bills
yeah.
and have them miss the playoffs. Because I think if the Bills miss the playoffs, God. Wouldn't we all agree it's almost likely that they would fire him?
It would only have been a year. There'd be a bunch of falling shorts of getting to the Super Bowl. But it's really only 1 year of him being bad. And I'm so shocked by this. Why are you even like putting this out into the ether?
Well, because I think if the
despise this guy.
No. Well, that's why I made clear I would not hire. What are you freaking out about?
Because I had this conversation, was my idea with you in the office 3 weeks ago, and you laughed me out of the room.
I stand by that. I wouldn't want him.
It wasn't you wouldn't want him. You said he's not going to get fired, even if they have a bid.
No, I definitely never said that. Now you're making stuff up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's gonna have to be a massive collapse in order for him to be on the hot seat and be ultimately fired.
See, that's where I would actually disagree. That's why it's funny that you would think I would never think he'd be fired. Like, I think if the Bills don't get to the Super Bowl, it's on the table.
Really?
Why? Because he becomes the Tom Thibodeau?
What?
Like, can get you there but not get you over the hump type of thing?
Fair comparison. I wasn't even thinking that. I think more along the lines of this is the prime of Josh Allen's career, and you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, but...
And even a year like this where the Chiefs are sort of down, where they're not going to win their division, even if they make the playoffs, it feels like this would be a year where if the Bills underachieved, especially to the level of missing the playoffs, that they would consider a big coaching change.
But you bring this up because you think this is an option for the Giants?
Why wouldn't it be?
So my take to Evan at the time was the reason I thought it would be an option was Joe Shane's ties to Sean McDermott in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did they have a good relationship?
I mean, I don't know.
You assume they did.
I'm just going to go on assumption,
by the way,
right?
That's a great point. I only bring it up because the Giants are going to have a coaching search.
Yeah.
And if a current head coach who's good to really good becomes available, why wouldn't we have a conversation right. about them? I have a personal issue with Sean McDermott. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Do I think he's a good coach? Look, I can't dismiss what he's done in Buffalo. He turned that franchise around. Right. No one's been able to do it since Marv Levy. I give him a lot of credit for that. I just think, I'll be blunt, I think he's scum, and I wouldn't want him here. So maybe I almost have to excuse myself from this conversation because I'm so disgusted by what he did a few years ago and how really no one held him to account. Like, it was just almost like a passing news story.
And he didn't apologize.
Never really. It was a nothing. But I think in terms of his success, not that he's Mike Tomlin, but the reason we say Mike Tomlin is, what if the Steelers moved on from him? John Harbaugh, what if the Ravens moved on from him? I think the Bills are certainly in that bucket of a team that could move on from their head coach if they underachieve. So let's just put it on the record. If he's available, would you be interested, Tiki?
Maybe in an interview. I'm not sure that he would be the right guy, especially... who's he bringing with him? So to me, Sean McDermott is you need a good staff guy, right? There's certain players, because I keep seeing this whole Marcus Freeman speculation.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great leader of men. He's a great CEO. He's got that presence. But two things concern me. He's a college coach who has never coached in the NFL, and who the hell is he hiring?
Right.
Because he's not coming in and making the offense, whatever, elite, or making the defense elite. It's going to be about how you craft and put that staff together. And so the guys that are leaders in certain ways, I worry about them building staffs, especially if they haven't had to do it in a long time. And McDermott hasn't had to. Obviously, Marcus Freeman has never had to do it on an NFL level. So I worry about that.
All right, I'm writing you down as a no.
A no.
Tiki says no. All right, Sean, since apparently you had the idea 3 weeks ago, were you excited about the idea when you said it?
Not excited because of all the reasons you laid out. However, I'm being open-minded to anything and everything with this Giant coaching search.
I agree.
So
I agree. How much do you think the Giants are going to put into hiring a defensive coach as opposed to an offensive coach? Because what was Tom? Tom was, he was neither.
He was an experienced coach.
He was just a leader. He was a leader.
Leader. Right? Offense was his original background, but he was so far removed from that when he got interviewed.
He was a leader.
They haven't hired a defensive coach since Bill Parcells, no lie. I'm being serious. Right. You go through every coach they've hired. It's an offensive background or a head coaching experience background.
Yeah. Dan Reeves offense. Yeah. Jim Fossil offense. Tom Coughlin just.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle. Now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Overall leader. Joe Judge, special teams.
He's Shermer offense.
McAdoo offense. Dabes offense.
Yeah. It'd be the first defensive-minded first time. Well, first time wouldn't be Sean McDermott, but a defensive-minded head coach since Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they're putting the emphasis on it. Like, I just think that happens to be where a lot of the hot names are defensive-oriented.
So you're saying no as well?
I'm not saying no. I'm saying I'm interested in talking to him. And if you bring up, not that I think he's Tom Coughlin at all, but I don't know if you could rewind the clock. Sean McDermott and where he kept getting to his exit in Buffalo was a lot like where Tom Coughlin kept meeting his exit.
No, here's what's crazy about Sean McDermott. I may not like the guy, but I want to be fair about his resume. He's 93-49 as the head coach of the Bills. It's a .655 winning percentage. And he has led his team to a playoff win every year they've made the playoffs, except for the first 2 times they made the playoffs.
And think about where that franchise was before he got there.
No, I agree. He turned him, like I said, since Marv Levy. So his resume is really, really impressive. And that's why I admit, like, I'm a one-trick pony in this regard. I just don't like him that I wouldn't want him here.
Yeah.
And maybe that disqualifies me from this. I apologize. I just want to be honest. I don't want to, like, not mention it and then just come up with fake reasons why I don't like him. I'm just giving you the real reason. Tommy, would you want Sean McDermott?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even interview him. I think he stinks as a head coach, and I don't think he stinks.
That's a little too harsh.
He stinks. And he's
I just told you the resume, right?
But in big games, he comes up very, very small, and he's wasting the prime of Josh
Allen. But isn't that the rip of Mike McCarthy?
Right, the big games against the best player, best team in football for the last half a decade.
I'm glad you brought up Mike McCarthy. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Mike McCarthy has told his players to be more like the Taliban.
But you can't. Look, I've already expressed
that. That, to me, is not a guy that I would want in New York.
No, but Tommy.
Am I wrong on the story, though?
No, but you moved from what you just said to something else.
No, I didn't.
You said he doesn't win in the big game.
No, but the tie.
I'm questioning you about that. I agree that the comments are disqualifying, so obviously I'm on your side. but you made a comment about big games, and then when I called you on it, you pivoted to something
because
else.
I didn't because I said if you
it's
are going to knock
big game, not big games, the big game.
If you're going to knock McCarthy for that, at least McCarthy doesn't have that other thing that McDermott has that I don't like.
From a personal standpoint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't like McDermott personally, and I don't like him as a head coach. Where if you're going to tell me that, oh, well, Mike McCarthy doesn't win the big game either. Yeah, but at least he doesn't have that other thing on his resume, and you're bringing him in to be the New York head coach. Like, no one's going to ask McDermott about that story.
I obviously agree with you about that stuff. It's just that you didn't mention it until I questioned you about the big game thing. That's all. It was weird.
I just from watching him, I just don't like him as a head coach. And when I watched Mike McCarthy, I like him. I think he gets a bad rap. I think McDermott, though, is not a good head coach. I think that is a one-trick pony over there with Josh Allen, and that's it.
Yeah, but think about this. His first year in Buffalo in 2017, they made the playoffs. You know who his starting quarterback was?
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you, Andy Dalton.
And then he was the head coach that helped develop Josh Allen. I know he's a defensive-minded head coach, and we give Brian Daboll all the credit, but he was the head coach.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be fair about him because, again, I personally don't like him either. I don't want him, that. But when we talk about his resume, I do want to be fair to him.
Right. But here's the thing, and you just mentioned it, probably not even thinking that I was going to follow with this, but we have this mantra in our minds that we talk about, well, you have a young quarterback. You need an offensive head coach to develop that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You
clearly
just need to hire a good offensive coordinator.
Right. Isn't this an example?
Hire a quality offensive coordinator. Right. Just think about it. It's the Zach Wilson thing with the New York Jets. They had a rookie offensive coordinator, but Greg Knapp was the veteran, experienced, highly respected quarterback coach who unfortunately passed away. Mm. And so he just, like, that really good plan with Robert Saleh, who had the energy that we all saw in San Francisco when he was the DC, and I don't know, the personality, the player friendly feel to him, he just screwed up the quarterback thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really anybody's fault. It just because of the circumstances. And so I think I've sometimes fallen into that narrative. Oh, you need an offensive coach. I don't think so.
No, you don't.
I think you need the best coach. And if the best coach happens to be a defensive mind, this is why Chris Shula is becoming more interesting to me. The more that I look at him and some of the things, I watched a little bit of that Tampa game this past weekend. I mean, they had Baker Mayfield confused half the time.
Yeah.
Right? And Baker Mayfield is really good. So, like, I'm changing my thought process on offenses versus defensive mind. And it's almost like it doesn't matter. I need the best coach. And honestly, I wouldn't mind if it's a defensive coach because the defensive coaches seem to be the ones that are flying to the top of the list
in every
quarterback.
And you
in
have
every search.
So many examples that back up your point. We talk about the young quarterbacks that have recently developed. Drake May is pretty good. His head coach comes from a defensive background in Mike Vrabel. Last year, Jaden Daniels was the toast of the town. His head coach comes from a defensive background. You know? Right. So you're right, because really it's Josh McDaniels and Cliff Kingsbury. Yes.
Right.
And that coach hired them. That's entirely your
That's
point.
That's the point.
Yes.
If you're going to hire the right offensive coordinator.
I will be perfectly honest with you. I think if McDermott didn't have the disgusting comments, I would sit here and answer you should hire him. Mm. I think I know myself well enough to say.
Fired. The problem is you keep bringing up these coaches that haven't been fired.
No, if he was available.
And Mike Tomlin.
If he was available, I think that those comments just so disqualify him in my mind. But if I somehow magically took him away, I'd probably make the case that you should hire
him. Right, but he's lost every single big game he's ever been in. Mike McCarthy did win a Super Bowl over Mike Tomlin, so he did win a Super Bowl.
I know,
McDermott hasn't even been to one.
But remember, in me agreeing with you about McCarthy, and this is just my arguments, not yours necessarily, but when I've defended the Mike McCarthy thing, I've always said you got to walk before you run, and let's have that first world problem of Mike McCarthy losing big games. So I would use that same argument on Sean. Like, he turned that franchise around. That was a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And so let me get to that problem where I'm winning 12 games every year, and I'm losing every big game like you just said. Let me get to the Bills problem,
right,
and I'll be good. So it's funny, the argument I've used to agree with you, I'm now using to disagree with you. I'm so consistent.
Also, I don't know about you guys. I'm a big Lou Gower listener. I don't know if you guys share the same. And I believe Tommy had a take that said that at this point in his career, Jackson Dart is further along than Josh Allen was.
It's
so if
true.
So if he's already further along than Josh Allen was, wouldn't you want Josh Allen's head coach knowing he's got a jump start?
I don't like Sean McDermott as a head coach.
He also had...
That's just as blunt as I could be.
He had a good combo in his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
He did.
Which they don't anymore. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Also, I would argue, and because Tommy's point is obviously right, no one would argue with it. They just get lost in the headline of it. I would argue a lot of quarterbacks were ahead of Josh Allen his first year. Yeah. I mean, they were 30th on offense.
Yeah.
He wasn't good. So, of course, you're right.
Right.
You could argue Zach Wilson was ahead of Josh Allen in his first year. That's an exaggeration. I take that back. But you understand the point. Daniel Jones was ahead of Josh Allen in his first year. So you are right about the point you made. I agree with you. 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Rob in White Plains. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy early Thanksgiving to you all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Evan. Just one quick comment and then actually a GM question. So the quick comment with regard to Dexter Lawrence is if he ends up leaving this team, whether he asks for a trade or whether the Giants get rid of him, I hope he has a high threshold of pain because he's going to have to get that New York Giants tattoo later lasered off of his body. That's the first thing. Cause I know he has a giant tattoo, and I know getting it lasered is a lot more painful than actually the tattoo getting ink,
that's
speaking
a good point.
From experience. But more serious, and I don't know if this has ever been brought up at all. I personally don't trust Joe Shane. I don't trust him to hire the right coach if he's going to be involved in the coaching, hiring, aspect. I feel like once we got rid of Daboll, we should have, you know, we should be getting rid of Shane because it's like, I don't know, they're like Franks and Beans, the two of them. I feel like they go together. My desire, and it's been this way for many years, and I know we interviewed him. I believe we interviewed him previously. I would, if I was them, I would give Lewis Riddick a shot at the GM spot. And I know he's interviewed for multiple teams. Obviously, there's a reason why he was never hired. But
yeah, I mean, he's turned into a TV guy. He's too much of a TV guy at this point, and I don't see that ever coming to fruition.
He's just the hot name every cycle.
Yeah, because he talks the game.
Right.
But it's you got to actually have done it. And he's been in TV for a long, long time.
Will is in Bergen County. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I feel weird because I've called the station a million times and I never thought I'd be calling about this topic. But I'm gonna Tommy a really good solid right here. And I think I'm going to become his favorite person ever, his favorite call ever. You can potty train that cat to use the toilet, and the only thing it's going to cost you is one of those foil pans, you know, for like a ziti or something from a dollar store, and one bag of litter. You put the litter in the toilet, in the foil pan. You put it up on the toilet. The cat will get used to going up there. After you get through that first bag of litter, you take it away. He'll go in the toilet every time.
See?
You won't have to worry about
basically, it's what I was saying, but in a better way, like to a quicker way. And that is, headline, you can potty train your cat. That's the headline.
There's a major flaw there, though.
Yeah, how does a cat's legs reach across the toilet?
Well, not only that, I guess it's probably like perched over the front of it, but here's the problem, man. That you're relying, once you take away that pan, of great aim from that cat. Like that, you want to be cleaning the seat for a cat?
Well, now you know how your wife feels.
I've had enough of those discussions at home, Evan. I don't need to have them here.
But it's true.
I did mention the White Castle.
Think about how many times our wives or your wives complain about, left that tire. So there
Never.
You go.
Never.
Oh, it's because you're perfect, Iggy.
No, we have two bathrooms.
Oh, really?
In our bedroom.
That's actually really smart.
It's the best thing ever.
You got a tiki bathroom on your own?
In a Tracy bathroom.
That is a really smart idea.
Wow.
What I would want to do is either do that or have a toilet and a urinal.
Ooh.
So you want to go to the bed, like, you go to the urinal.
Dude, I have never seen a urinal in a house.
And you know why?
Why?
Because the idea is great. Think about how many times the splash around a public urinal happens. that's a constant mop situation in your house.
That's true.
It deflects off. The urinal's a great idea until you realize it's in your home. It's a disgusting piece of equipment.
That's a good point.
I never thought about that.
That's a good point.
Think about it. It's always all over around the floor or whatever.
But I never know if that's the, if that's like urine or if it's,
it's just too
or
much.
If it's just the splashing from the urinal.
You almost need like a urinal with like a glass enclosure where you're just going straight in. You got to limit the window.
You know, I've always wondered about, this is going to sound disgusting, but I've wondered about, like, why as men don't we just go towards our shower and go there and then turn the water on and that's it? And
what? Come on, man.
Like, we go in the shower anyway, for the most part, right? We go in the shower. You got to go in the shower. You go in the shower. Sometimes. So why not just use the shower permanently as where you go, and then when you're done, you just turn the water on, clean it up, and you leave.
So your kids don't take baths anymore?
Well, they have a different bath, so maybe that's why I think that way. Much like Tiki and his wife have different bathrooms, our kids have a different bathroom.
And by the way, we only have one tub in our house. We have a lot of bathrooms, and there's only one tub.
One tub. Yeah, I guess that's true.
We all have stand-up showers.
Yeah.
So now that if you had that, would you say that kind of makes sense, just go in the shower?
It makes sense for you because your base level is going in a cup next to your couches. So, yeah, for you, Evan, fine.
First of all, I went in the cup because I was just too lazy to get up. There was a lot of sports going on at the time. I've explained the reason I went in a cup is the Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, the Giants. I didn't want to pause everything. So I just did it.
Evan, think about all the teams you just listed. They all ended up stinking. Was it really worth taking a solo cup out, or could you have spent the 5 minutes to go up your stairs?
Great point.
Sean, here's the problem with your point. It's not a great point, Tiki. I'll tell you why. We invest 4.5 hours every day talking about sports. People invest time listening to us about sports. They call in about sports. If I told you, hey, remember 2012, the Mets season? No, you don't remember it. Was it worth all that time watching the Mets? Was it worth all that time calling sports talk radio? None of this is worth it. In the moment we love it. But if we look back at our time as a sports fan, all of it has been a colossal waste of time. All of it. So using that argument for why
really?
I didn't. Yes!
You think 2007 and 11 for the Giant fan was a waste of time?
You named the random years. How about last year? How about 23? How about 21?
Here comes
how about
20? In.
How about 19?
Okay,
how about 18?
Getting to the NLCS wasn't worth it.
I skipped that one. I'm saying the majority of years. That year, you're right. It was a lot of fun. Most of our years are wastes of time.
I didn't say the whole year.
So for Sean to bring up that, well, that Sunday was such a waste of time. Yankees got knocked out in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
No. This is another Evan sleight of hand. Look over here and distract you from the point. The point is, Evan, nobody's saying watching the games is a waste of time. But it is not a waste of time to spend 5 minutes walking away from one of those games to go to the bathroom like a human being.
And by the way, it's probably more like 2 minutes. And I know this because when I call college or NFL games and I have to go and there's like a 2:30 timeout, I can get to a bathroom, go and get back before we're back on air.
Yes.
It's 2 minutes. It's not even five. You can miss 2 minutes. Evan.
He's lazy and using sports as an excuse, and I won't stand for it. And his pivot is, well, how about, why don't people just go in the shower regularly? You go in cups.
Right.
Sit this one out.
Just to recap, Evan wants my cat or anyone's cat to go in the human toilet, and Evan wants to go number one in the shower or a plastic cup.
Yeah.
What? You should run for office on that.
You think I'd win?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. Hey, Artie.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I told my friends that I was going to be on with Evan and Tiki, all you guys, next year when Brady Cook starts in the for the Jets next year. And they said, you got a better chance winning Lotto and buying WFAN because that's not happening. So what are we going to do? So, yeah. But I do want to say this, okay? The Jet fans that want the Jets to win. I don't know, Ev, if you're one of them. I know last year you were big on just win games. I just want to see there's no draft. But listen, we lost Trevor because of the game with the Rams. And right now there's three quarterbacks, okay? Mendoza, Simpson, and Moore. Those are the three. And right now we're in position to get one of the three.
Right.
If we beat the Saints and if we beat the Falcons, we lose that chance. Okay, so I don't know why you as a Jets fan would want that. I get it that Taylor was there to evaluate the receivers. Okay, fine. But you're taking the chance of winning games. I mean, throw Taylor in there, throw Justin. Even if you win, at least it's something. Winning with Taylor is meaningless.
Where I disagree with you, Artie, and I think after the fact you're right. Like, if we're sitting here and on February 1st, and you call me up, and it's actually a really smart idea. You call us up on February 1st and said, hey, Evan, was that win against Atlanta on December 1st worth it? I mean, you got me. What am I going to say? Yes, it was amazing. So I get it after the fact. But in the moment, when I sit down as a fan and I watch my favorite team play, I want them to win. So, A, that's just an instinct I have as a fan. And number two, I do think, because a lot of the guys I plan on being here next year, I think there's growth in winning. I think it matters. I think the culture change matters. I think experiencing winning matters. And so I get your point about being in the best position to draft a quarterback. We all want that franchise quarterback. But I don't like to dismiss the way you do and others do that winning is irrelevant. Because I think, yeah, from a black and white standpoint, it's meaningless. But I'm literally sitting next to a football player. He played the sport. Do you think it helps guys to win games?
Of course it does.
Okay, so there you go.
You feel better about yourself and about where your team is going when you win games. And you start to trust everything that a coach is telling you. It's simple, and it's probably not like fully realistic, but you start to believe a little bit every time you win. And the more you win, the more belief you have. And sometimes, as you were alluding to with Dan Campbell, after that 13 season, they come back and they win a lot the next year. Now, it took some time, but you ultimately have to start establishing a culture of winning. Otherwise, you end up firing your coach after 3 or 4 years.
Let's go to John in Massbeth. Hey, John. Hello, John. John is not there.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go to Dino in Cranford. Hey, Dino.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys and your families, first and foremost.
Thank you. You too,
hey, likewise.
I was wanted to get in a couple days ago about the Nimmo trade, and specifically, Evan, a couple points of clarity for you, because I'm one of those guys who, my 9-year-old daughter has a Nimmo jersey, but this is not the same guy we drafted in 2011, 15 years ago, in the first round. He is 32, yes. But what he reminds me of is a modern-day Ed Cranepool. Mm. Ed Cranepool has all these innocuous Met records in the history because he had that longevity with us. Not because he was great, but because he had that longevity.
Yeah.
You talked about the salary. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. But I just want to remind you before you continue, my bone of contention with the trade isn't about emotion or he's a lifelong Met. It was more the baseball aspect of it, that they got older. They acquired a guy who, yes, he is a great glove, but is coming off of two down offensive seasons. And, yeah, you saved money in 29 and 30, but you actually added to the payroll now. Right. So I just want to be clear, my kind of, and it's not even hate on the trade. I don't think I've ever hated on the trade. I've told you that I have some misgivings about it or indigestion about it, but my concern about it, because obviously it's all going to be defined by what happens next, is the baseball aspects, not the emotional aspect, but continue on.
That's fine. We can address the baseball aspect of it. From the money side of it, yes, it's $5.5 million more this year and next year. In 3 years, it's the same money. Semien's contract goes down to $20.5 million
Correct.
That year.
Yes.
So it's a moot point right there.
No, from that's a moot point. That's a moot point in year three. In year one and year two, it is not a moot point because they added $5.5 million to their payroll.
Absolutely agree there. But what else does it do from a baseball standpoint? From a baseball standpoint, war, which I'm not a war guy, but if you look at it from a war, I look at the second base position that we've had going on. When you have two or three second basemen, it's like having two quarterbacks in the NFL. It means you don't have a second baseman. We now have one of the best defensive second basemen, and if our whole focus is on run prevention, or at least that's the mantra by Stearns right now, then we have to look at it from that scope and that perspective. If Nimmo was on the market right now, we could agree that he would not get a 5-year, $100 million contract.
Marcus Semien get a 3-year contract for $80 million. I mean, we could play the same game. These were both distressed contracts.
Yeah, of course. They were. This is the back end of these contracts that we're dealing with, is the best way to put it. But I think that he's not wrong about where the focus is from David Stearns. They've created a talking point that they want to get better defensively. And I think we're going to see a lot of their moves are going to be defensive-minded.
I absolutely acknowledge the Mets are a better defensive team today than yesterday, but we also have to acknowledge they are likely a worse offensive team. Now, with that said, here's what happens in sports, and I raise my hand. I am one of them. When a trade happens or a signing happens, we voice our pleasure or displeasure. Mm-hmm. And when we voice our displeasure, and I bust Sean's balls about it all the time, but I am the same guy as well. About a few days later, you start to rationalize.
Yep.
And the reason we do that is because we're fans. Like, I don't want to be miserable.
Right.
So I gave my opinions very clear about Marcus Semien and this trade. I don't love it, but I'm open to the next move making me love it. Because obviously what they do next will define it. I listened to Marcus Semien's press conference yesterday. I read a lot more of his in-depth stats. I looked at other veterans that as his age, and I came away with a few little optimistic points. So would you like to hear from optimistic Evan?
Yeah.
It's positive, Tommy. I'm going to go with optimistic Evan because you got to do it after a few days. Number one, the home road splits are fascinating. Mm. He did not hit at home. He tore it up on the road. And you have to wonder, was there something about that ballpark?
Is there?
It was the entire team.
Really?
The Rangers did not. Yeah, it did not hit. I know. It's
they
weird.
They just won a World Series.
Well, I'm talking about this year.
I know,
and
but
last year,
or 2 years ago, they won, right?
Yeah,
right.
2023,
before the Dodgers first back to back.
Just real quick, I'll give you the numbers.
How did they hit in 2023 though? That's the question.
I honestly don't even care because I'm more focused on Semien, not how the Rangers won a World Series. Right. But I'll just give you last year as an example. Last year at home, 217, 617 OPS, 5 home runs. On the road, 242, 718 OPS, 10 home runs. Mm. Not amazing numbers, but significantly better. Right. That was number one. I'm like, oh, okay. Number two, I watched the man's press conference. There, he exudes class. He exudes toughness. Mm. He exudes leadership. He did something really tiny during his press conference that I love. Kevin Garnett did it to me years ago, and it stuck with me.
Right.
Marcus Semien sat there and answered questions. After every reporter's question, he then said, "Nice to meet you, Mike," repeated the reporter's name, and then went on and answered it. And obviously, you hear about his toughness and how hard he works. If there is somebody you can have a renaissance at age 36, you would hope it's a guy like him.
Right.
But the real thing that clicked with me that got me excited was an email I got from a Rico listener named Jose. Jose said, "Evan, I heard what you said about Semien and how he's on the decline, which he is. We can't deny it. And his age, which we can't deny it. But don't you admit that in baseball, sometimes when you're declining and sometimes when it looks like it's over, you can have a renaissance year even at 35?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a specific example, and the example's amazing. George Springer, 33, George Springer, 258, 732 OPS. 2024 at age 34, 220 average, 674 OPS. At 35, this past year, same age as Marcus Semien now, 309, what? 32 home runs, and a 959 OPS. The second best statistical season in George Springer's career. And Jose's point was, while it may not happen, there's your evidence that it can.
Right.
And so.
And all you need is an example of it happening.
And it did with a guy that, in George Springer. Like, it clearly did. Age 35, same thing. So, look, my indecision on the trade remains the same. My points remain the same, but I do have more hope. I think that when you look at the home road splits, when you look at a guy like George Springer, when you hear the man speak,
right,
there is reason to say, okay, why can't he have one big year? I don't think he's going to have three big years. He has 3 years left on the deal, but can he have a big year this year at 35? Sure.
One or two does it for you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I give you a one. I would sign for that. And he does come across in listening to him speak as a tough guy and a leader. And look, maybe the locker room needs something like that. It's not a knock on Brandon, but maybe you need a different voice, a different kind of leadership. But I would advise every Met fan, just listen to what he said. SNY has it on their YouTube page. I thought it was great. I thought he had a really good press conference, and I appreciate that. What are you laughing at? Are you laughing at me?
No, I was just asking these guys, how the hell did we get on Marcus Semien?
Evan did like an amazing, we're onto the Mets pivot.
The caller, what was our last caller?
Exactly. We don't remember.
It was about Brandon Nimmo, the trade, the Mets, you know, outfield going forward.
I was answering his point about Nimmo for Semien.
I was just sitting here. I was like, wait a second. We've been talking about Marcus Semien for 15 minutes now.
It was not 15
minutes. I swear to God, he called it like 124-21.
Tiki, we could have just made that 1 minute, and all Evan had to do was, I apologize, Lugie was right about Marcus Semien.
Oh, no, no, you weren't right.
No, that was your
you
way of apologizing.
You didn't change my opinion at all. It was Jose me listening to his press conference.
But my my opinion is what you got to 3 days later.
No, not really. By the way,
what was your opinion?
That he's going to be, everything's great, and he's going to be fantastic.
Oh, so, yeah. Just because of who was it? Had the 309 season?
Oh, George Springer.
George Springer. Just because of George Springer. Now Evan agrees with you.
No, I don't agree with him because I still don't love the trade. I've explained that 2 days after you make a trade you don't like.
You're just less
you
hateful.
Try to find.
You're just less hateful on it.
I don't think I was ever hateful on it.
Mm.
By the way, what you should do, let me get back to this point. The next time, I have a great idea, new show idea.
Go ahead.
The next time I start going on a Met like rabbit hole.
Oh, this was a Rico. This is a mini Rico.
You start saying, Evan, you're doing a Rico.
In fact,
maybe there should be a song you play.
Yeah, there's a dropper song we got to throw
in. With a Rico theme?
Yeah.
No,
that just says, like, Evan, stop with the Rico.
See?
And play some music around it or something.
Exactly.
This is the Rico Brodna Podcast.
That's it. I think that's it. So you can stop me from boring the audience or, I don't know, making them think it's a Rico. By cutting me short, by just dropping that on me, and I will move on.
Subscribe and listen to the Rico Brodna Podcast.
I think that's a great idea because if it was 7 minutes ago, you could have ended that 7 minutes ago.
You get 3 minutes after you mentioned George Springer, I started processing in my head what I'm getting from the bakery tomorrow.
That's fair. We do have a clock for when he does Nets talk. So, like, 60 seconds in.
Yes,
so, Mets,
right.
We could do, like, 2 or 3 minutes. I think that's fair.
Right. It's the Mets. And, I mean, we talk about the Mets on the station.
No, the Mets are important to talk about.
It's when it becomes a Rico.
It's just when it becomes a Rico.
Yeah. I got you. In the weeds.
That's going to be like a new verb. Evan, you're doing a Rico.
You're doing a Rico.
And so we have that drop. We also
is the Rico Brodna Podcast.
I can play it for you later. We also have a Rico Brugna song I wrote years ago.
Do you really?
That you could also play. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I got one of those. Of course I do. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And actually, speaking of Brandon Nimmo, you will like this. This is very un-Rico-like. Yesterday, Sean and Tiki revealed that they got Mrs. Nimmo mad at them. I have found the audio of what made the Nimmos mad at Sean and Tiki.
I don't think it was Brandon. I think it was just Mrs. Nimmo.
Mrs. Nimmo. So when we come back, of course, more of your calls, we will also debut the audio that caused the Nimmos to hate Tiki and Sean. Of course, a few days ago, the Mets traded Brandon Nimmo to the Texas Rangers, and Tiki revealed that he and Sean got exonerated, not exonerated, got, I guess, what's the opposite of exonerated? Got ripped.
Yes.
By Brandon Nimmo's wife. And I had never heard this story. And Tiki's like, oh, yeah, Mrs. Nimmo, she don't like me. She don't like Sean. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And they both revealed that I was away, and they said something on the radio that offended Mrs. Nimmo. So thanks to the beauty of technology and the beauty of having a listener who is very loyal and has heard every second of Evan and Tiki named Dan, Dan was able to tell me the date of said show when this occurred.
Excoriated.
Excoriated.
That's the word you were looking for.
Yeah, I knew it started with an EX.
Right.
So I went back to the archives earlier today, and I actually listened to the full exchange, okay? Tiki and Sean said nothing wrong about Brandon Nimmo. This was related to Brandon falling in the shower and having a Band-Aid on, like his head or whatever, was injured. Nothing bad was said until a caller called in.
Oh.
So this is the only part of the discussion that I could, I guess, see how Mrs. Nimmo would be offended.
Go ahead.
Because before this, you guys had mentioned, oh, yeah, fell in the shower. No jokes. It was all like real news. You were breaking it down. Tommy was giving you the update. You played Brandon Nimmo's cuts. It was all good. It was all fine. Until this guy called in and started trouble.
And I don't know if Brandon Nimmo even knows this or anything, but Brandon Nimmo's home run hit some kid right in the face and ended up with stitches. And I thought it was kind of ironic that Brandon Nimmo fell in the bathroom today and cut his head open. I just had to call up and say
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
So a little homer karmic. So according to Sean, who was at the game, Brandon Nimmo's homer cracked the kid in the face to the point he was bleeding. I have to go back and see the replay of the homer now. I'm sure Tiki is 10 steps down the rabbit hole with that. But then Brandon Nimmo wakes up cramping and cracks his head a little bit. Now, you're saying very small lightning bolt, Harry Potter energy on the cut.
Yeah, that was his words, a Harry Potter scar. So we're saying this is an eye for an eye from the baseball gods, essentially?
Mm. On a night of House of the Dragon, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me at all.
I don't remember us talking about
I don't either.
And by the way, that's the worst thing you guys said, was eye for an eye. Tommy even agreed, like, oh, it's the baseball gods. And that's maybe what his wife heard and was like, excuse me?
Now I don't remember if I ever looked down the rabbit hole to see if that ball cracked the kid over the head.
I have the answer. Because, again, I listened to the entire segment. Yeah. I only cut what was relevant. You did go down a rabbit hole. Sean and Tommy thought that was the rabbit hole you were going down, but you later admitted it was a soccer-related rabbit hole.
Oh, right.
There was a soccer game that day that you were very into, and you said, no, guys, this has nothing to do with Nimmo cracking a kid in the head. Manchester's did something.
Right.
Amazing. What a summer day that was.
So I got to tell you, I don't think you guys did anything wrong. I think the caller made an implication that maybe his wife was offended by.
Yeah.
Which is that this is where you got into trouble. They're, you know, Brandon's a religious guy.
Okay.
And you basically said God was punishing him for hitting a home.
Listen, and look.
How do you know God is in charge of karma?
Exactly. Well, that's what they would argue he is.
I think that's the interpretation that got her annoyed. Mm. I'm trying to be fair about this.
But I need one lasting message for her on the way to Texas. We love Brandon all his time here. Barring death, coma, or amputation, anybody falling and ending up with a Band-Aid on their head is funny. I don't care if it's me. I don't care if it's Evan. You witness somebody fall and it results in a Band-Aid on the head, it's funny. Bottom line.
And they're okay.
And they're okay.
And he was okay.
Exactly.
Clearly, because he was playing a game.
Exactly. And it's okay to make fun of karma.
Okay. I'm just giving the people the information. This is the only thing I heard from the segment that could be construed as...
I don't think it was any more than that, because I remember when we saw the excoriation from Mrs. Nimmo, we were like, what the hell did we say?
Yeah.
I don't remember saying anything bad.
Yeah, and you guys spent most of the time that hour not talking about Brandon Nimmo. It was about the fact that Tiki had never had a Fudgy the Whale.
Yes. And then I got a Fudgy the Whale.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Yes. This is the beauty of the archives of WFAN. Wow. July 1st, 2024, in case you're keeping score at
that
home.
That sounds like 4th of July week. That does.
It does.
Right, because that's why it came up. 4th of July, Fudgy the Whale.
There you go.
What the hell is Fudgy the Whale?
It all makes sense. Let's go to Patrick and Beth Page. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Evan. I was just calling to address what you had been saying about Sean McDermott not apologizing for his 9/11 comments.
Yes.
Back in 2019, when he made those comments initially, if you ever say something and then in the heat of the moment, and then you immediately know what you said was wrong.
Yes. I actually do that all the time, believe it or not.
So that's basically what happened at that moment. He had apologized to his team immediately after the meeting was over, and he knew what he said was wrong. And then back in 2023, when the issue came back up, and it came out to the public, he made another public apology to it. He said that he had lost a family friend in the incident, and that he didn't, you know, he wasn't thinking clearly when he made that comparison. And I'm just asking you, are you a man of forgiveness or not? Because
I am. No, I am, and I'm going to tell you why I agree but disagree with you.
Before you even go forward,
yeah.
as a Bills fan, and I've been watching Sean McDermott all these years, I'm not his biggest fan by any means, but I do know that, you know, with all the drama that goes on with these head coaches in the league, always, you know, there's always some news coming out how someone's not getting along with the coach or whatever. You never hear anything negative about him.
Well,
in that regard at all.
Fair enough.
Of fact, you never hear anything really about him other than, you know, his poor coaching decisions.
But I want to address what you said, because I genuinely feel like I am a forgiving man. In fact, I feel like I'm a sucker for a good apology. You give me a good apology, I move on.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is, and this is where Patrick may disagree with me, and that's fine, is I didn't love his apology. And I will read it to you if you want to interpret it and say, yes, Evan, you're right, or Evan, come on, you're being too sensitive about it. As I mentioned to the team then that I regretted and apologized for me not doing a good enough job of communicating my point, I'm going to do the same today with the team today. So he was apologizing for not communicating his point
That's not an apology.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tiki.
What?
Thank you. That is my point. I don't deem that as a good enough apology. Patrick's right. Like, you apologize, we can all move on. That's, and I'm reading quote for quote.
Right.
And then to talk about, well, I lost a family member. Of course, we all feel horrible about that. It almost feels like you're now using that as a deflection.
Right. Your moral licensing.
And I don't like that either.
Right.
So maybe I'm the sensitive biatch. I don't know. But I'm reading you what he said. Didn't love the apology. So if you want to forgive that, good for you. I don't.
It's hard to disagree with you, Evan. Because that's not a real apology. For the comments around regarding the hijackers of the planes. It's an apology of the communication.
Yes, that was the apology. As I mentioned to the team then that I regretted and apologized for me not doing a good enough job of communicating my point. Well, that's what the,
Forget your point. Your point doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It's the reference to the hijackers being admirable because of their teamwork.
Right.
That was the point he made.
Yes,
and
not how you communicate.
Probably too young to have been offended, heavily offended by it. Because young team, I mean, most of these kids are under 25. They don't understand it.
Right. I always say this about 9/11. It's like a history lesson. It's not something you experience.
At this point, it is.
Yes. It's like when my parents told me about Jack Kennedy being killed.
Mm-hmm.
Or about hiding under desks because they thought a Russian nuclear war was going on. By the way.
Right. By the way, I have a graduated child. None of my kids were born when that happened.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yes.
I do have something that I need to address that is not related at all, but is sort of related. We talked yesterday about the new documentary out on Amazon Prime about the aliens.
Yes.
It's called Age of Disclosure.
Disclosure.
So today, I heard Gio talking about it right up my alley, and I'm like, you know what? He reminded me, because we talked about it yesterday. I heard him talk about it. I'm like, oh, total reminder. I got to make sure I got this ready to go for the weekend. So I go on Amazon Prime to get Age of Disclosure to watch. This is a documentary tell-all about extraterrestrials and what the government may be hiding about it. You have to pay $19 to watch it.
Oh, come on.
You have to either rent it or buy it. If you rent it from Amazon Prime, it's $19. If you buy $19 a rent!
This is a scam.
Yeah, it's not a real box office movie is one thing.
This
not
is a
that.
Scam.
It feels that way.
Yes, it absolutely is.
And I understand
this is
that.
Nonsense.
I understand Marco Rubio's in it and Kirsten Gillibrand's in it and they have respected names, but charging us $20 to rent it feels like a giant scam.
Yes.
I'm annoyed
that
by that.
That means it's fake.
You think so?
Yeah, because now you're going to watch it, and if you get nothing out of it, it doesn't matter. You still spent $20.
Yeah, well, I got news for you.
You're not spending the $20.
I spent the $20.
Oh, God.
I rented it. The 48-hour clock starts now. So
you only have 48 hours?
When you rent something from Amazon Prime, it's 48 hours.
How much is buying it then?
It was only like $10 more, but I was like, I don't need to buy it.
$30 to buy
it? Yeah. I'm not even kidding you.
You can go to a movie and spend less than that.
Yes, but remember, movies are per person. and this is the whole family can watch.
Okay. Yeah, your kids are not going to care.
Oh, no, no, the Jet will. Absolutely. He's all into it. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to get you the exact price here. What did I say? It's called Age of Disclosure.
Age of, yes.
Age of Disclosure. The Age of Disclosure. All right. I click on it right now. It's an hour and 50 minutes. To rent it, all right, here are the exact numbers. To rent it is $19.99, and to buy it is $24.99. Oh, you know what? I got good news. Rentals include 30 days to start watching this video.
Oh, but then after you start watching
it's 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours.
Yeah, so if I rented it already, my clock doesn't start yet. It starts when I start watching it, but I don't know, man, $20?
You did it.
I know, because I need to see it.
Do you?
Yes!
I guarantee you YouTube will have it in
that's
a
true.
Day.
Damn it, I didn't even think about that.
Guaranteed.
Either way, I'm definitely going to watch it. And do you want me to give you a full report on Monday?
Please.
Or do you want me to text you over the weekend?
Text me over the weekend.
Wow, so you're interested.
Because then maybe I'll try to find it on one of those free places.
Look at that. Will you watch it, Sean?
Not a chance. I'm not interested enough in aliens. I'm just not a...
Well, there are no aliens.
Okay, but okay.
No, they are aliens. We have not encountered
a stranger aliens. From the outside.
Outside of like E.T. and being like a fictitious fun movie, I'm not interested in the whole alien thing, yes or no.
By the way, it hit me this morning because when Al and Gio were talking about it, Al watched it twice, was a quote from him. And I was like, well, that's interesting. You'd watch a movie twice. Now I know why. If you drop $20 on a rental, you want to get your money's worth.
So what did he say about it? He liked it?
Oh, yeah, I think he liked it, yeah. Found it really interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's just not my cup of tea. I got a million other things I'm interested in.
Okay. Us being attacked by aliens is not anyone's cup of tea. We don't
care. Nirvana is coming. The mystic portal awaits.
Do you want to live in panic? If they come eventually and they're here and we're proven wrong, then that's it. Oh, I'm going to worry and look back on, remember that documentary I watched? No, I'm probably zapped and dead.
Okay. I mean, you're right. There's nothing we can do about it, but I still like to know, like to learn information. Anyhow, you're listening to WFN, WFN-FM, WFN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports. Stay.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.